Good morning, Maranatha. Jesus is coming again. Whatever we do, we need to focus on the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we look at everything based on the light of his coming, we will be able to see it clearly. We have come a long way by the grace of God and by the meekness of Jesus to going through the scriptures verse by verse, book by book, and allowing the word of God to go through us all the time. It is God's will for us to learn the word because the word of God is the container of faith. It takes grace for somebody to be able to expose himself to the Word of God. It's not pride for one to just let the Word of God go through you. It is spending time with God. It is hearing God. We don't read to impress others. And you should not read just to get a word for others, but you study to hear God and to let God guide you through the word. And when you come to the fellowship, you will be able to share the little that the Father has spoken to you. We are in the book of Romans, chapter number 14. And we want to study from verses 1 all the way to 13. Paul is talking about not condemning a believer based on food, or on the day, or because of what we are. The things we do should not make us condemn others. Romans 14, 1 to 13 will focus on the principles of not judging a believer within the cell church, within the fellowship. It will be good for us to understand how do we deal with others without judging them, without condemning believers based on those things we eat and those things that we drink based on the practices we do. Paul provides enough lessons to us today not to judge others or not to judge other believers based on what they eat or what they wear or based on the day. What you do during the day. All these are coming because we recognize of what Christ did. Such lessons that are enough not to judge another person include Christ have already accepted them that way. Why should I not judge a weak believer? If I consider myself to be a strong believer in faith, if I consider myself to be a strong believer, so the way I treat the others is that I should not judge them. But some of the reason is that Christ has accepted them that way, just the way they are. They belong to Christ. The other reason is that they have Christ's freedom to eat, to wear, to do whatever they do in that day. Whether they honor that one day, they have the freedom from Christ. They don't belong to me. They don't belong to us. They eat, they wear to honor Christ. One day, they will stand on judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what they did. They will not stand before us. I also stand. Our works will be judged. And so this hour, we want to focus on how do the weak and the strong relate in a fellowship. It is the bottom line is the recognition of what Christ has done for us. I want you to picture the two brothers once again. The firstborn son in Luke 15. We are bringing Luke 15 and reading the book of Romans in that in mind. If the firstborn son considered himself a strong believer, and he looks down his brother who is coming from eating the pig's food as a weak one, and vice versa, how do you treat them? Paul says, accept one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. In any fellowship, there are matters that we call non-negotiable matters. They are the foundational matters. The foundational matters of faith is about Jesus Christ. The non-negotiable, non-disputable matters, they are this. Jesus Christ died. That is non-disputable for all of us. That binds us together. And so he died for us. And Jesus came as Emmanuel, God in the flesh. Jesus came to suffer for us. At the Pontius Pilate, he suffered. He was killed on the tree of Calvary. That is not disputable. Jesus died and he was buried on a tomb. And for 3 days, he was there. And after the third day, Jesus resurrected. And after resurrecting, he came and he was with the disciples for 40 days. And he's speaking about the kingdom of God for the 40 days. He was seen by the 12. He was seen by Peter. He was seen by the women. He was seen by the two men who are traveling to Emmaus because of faith. He was seen by Paul. He was seen by James. He was seen by 500 who could give a testimony. He was seen by the soldiers who were guarding there. They knew all that. That is not disputable. And after 40 days, he ascended on high. And he is seated at the right hand of God. That is not disputable matter. And soon, this Jesus will be coming again to judge the living and the dead. That is not disputable. If everybody and anybody in the fellowship believe in that, that is enough for us to be able to worship together. It's enough for us to be able to praise God together. It's enough for us not to ask anything else, whether people do other things. But beside those non-disputable matters, there are other things that are called disputable matters. Number two, disputable matters is what we are talking about here. Disputable matters are things that pertains to how we interpret life. They are things that concerns how do we wear? What do we wear? How do we achieve? This is disputable matters. Do we have long hair? This is disputable matters, or short hair. Do we shave Jordan, you know, the whole of it, or don't we do it? That is not disputable matters. Now, these are disputable matters. We can dispute. In other words, there are two ways of doing it. There are several ways. There are several options that we can be able to do that. You know, the day I can go to worship, do I worship on Monday? Do I worship on Sunday? This is disputable matters. Do I worship? Do I wear a robe? This is disputable matters. Do I wear a t-shirt as long as it is clean and it is decent? That is disputable matters. Does a woman wear a trouser when they come to church, or do they wear a dress? That is disputable matters. As long as we are decent, I'm not talking about decency. Decency, whether we wear a trouser or a skirt, you can be indecent with any one of them. So here Paul is saying, we have to accept one another who we consider weak. If we, the way we do things, we look upon ourselves as strong one, and then we look at our brother as a weak one. They are weak because we think we are strong. That's okay. But then Paul says we should accept them. Look, he gives an example. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. Look at that. These are disputable matters about eating. What do we eat? Paul says accept whatever we eat. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. So whatever we eat, however we eat, those who eat everything, sometimes they look down upon those who do not eat everything, and vice versa. Those who only eat vegetables, they think that they are strong in faith, but we should accept each other. That's what Paul is saying. Why? Because the Lord has accepted them. They will stand. They're somebody's servant. They're the servants of God. One person consider one day more sacred than another. Now, we fight on food matters. We fight, we dispute on days. What seasons of the day do we worship? Which day is more sacred? Another consider every day alike. God help us to see and accept each other. Each of them should fully be convinced in their own mind that when the day you're worshiping is okay, whoever regards one day as special does it to the Lord. Whoever eats only meat does it to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstain does so to the Lord and give thanks to God. For none of us live for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or we die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the living and the dead. So we have just talked about that. If we talk about the dying of Jesus Christ and coming back to life, he came so that he became the Lord of all of us. This is speaking to the two brothers, to live together, to accept each other, and not to judge each other, and not to condemn each other based on that. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? These are questions we should be asking ourselves. For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of another sister. So there is still in one of the reasons that we are told not to judge or to condemn or to pass a judgment based on food, based on wearing, based on days, based on education, based on gender, based on age, based on anything else, based on where you stay, is because one day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We call it the Bema seat, where we shall give an account of what we have done and why we have done it. Father, in Jesus' name, help us not to judge one another and help us to accept one another just as they are, as long as they have accepted the death and resurrection and the coming of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.